The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All I know is Miles Straw is not a Houston Astro anymore.
Very strange that they traded their center fielder.
If they had traded Miles Straw for Kendall Graveman, honestly, I would have been like, all right. I'm not saying that they didn't get any quality back. I'm just saying it felt like they got two better players for giving up less, and suddenly it just felt like, well, let's get one more. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Don't tell AJ I said this. It's been easy as hell to do a show with him, because I know there's
going to... Everyone knows that.
I know there's going to be content every day, and we never know where the show's going to go necessarily, but it's been so easy because we've been working together for so long, and I can tell if he's having a bad day and I need to do more, and he can tell if I'm drunk and he has to do more. And, and so it's going to be a big adjustment period for myself and Aaron and Tyler, too, and everybody at the station to try to replicate that.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three for the last time ever.
If you want to get in today, get on Twitter, hashtag RIPAJ.
Down them.
We gotta get like 2,000.
Turn my headphones down!
And you know what? You guys know the whole routine, so I'm just going to jump right in. Because Eric Warner, the king of Carbach, well, mostly Colorado, but still occasionally the king of Carbach.
Colorado king of Carbach.
And I know a lot of you
that's
guys.
That's alliteration, friends.
Dude, we're getting some feedback here, man. We gotta fix that. But, you guys hear him all the time on this show. A lot of you have seen him on Twitch, but a lot of you haven't seen him in person. I'd say Eric looks exactly like he sounds. And it wouldn't be a last show without Eric Warner on it. What's up, buddy?
Thank you, guys. And thanks to the Blitzers! What an amazing turnout. You know, I don't know if you guys know, we were supposed to have been downstairs in the main pub. And we had a little snafu. It was like, oh, what are we doing up in this room? This is like away from the action. But we wouldn't have been able to handle it downstairs because all you guys coming out. So
it worked out.
This is the lesson of life. Don't stress. It usually
works out, Bubba.
It all works out.
Eric, can you let them know to let me back in when the show is over?
Trey, I don't know, dude. We got an alkalizer at the front door, so you got to be able to pass that test.
I'll see if I can do that.
Sorry,
Trey.
We'll see. We'll see. Let's just say we'll see. How about that?
I'm pretty sure you'll be okay by the time you get back here.
Well,
sure.
Obviously, we wanted to do the last show out here. That was like when we started talking about where we were going to do shows. And the truth of it is, and this is a real secret I'm going to tell right now.
Oh boy, is this time to get teary? Are we going to get teary now?
No. The secret is, all these years I've been doing radio now for 17 years, and the real secret is, I absolutely hate doing shows on the road.
Yeah. That's not a secret. You've made that clear.
I like to be in the studio where it's less likely we'll have technical snafu. Not completely out of the question.
I was responsible for one at one point, at least I remember.
But less likely we'll have technical things screw up. Sometimes it's hard to focus in on the show when there's when there's people talking to you and stuff. But when we started talking about doing the last show and where I wanted the last show to be, there wasn't even a question.
Right.
This was the place. This is where I wanted to go out at. You guys, Carbach has been so good to me over the years. We've had a beautiful partnership, and man, I appreciate everything you guys have done for me and let me do for you. So it's been a fun ride, and this was the right place to go out, my friend.
Well, thanks for thinking of us, and I agree. A lot of you may not know, but there was this sort of two-way man crush going on. I had a man crush on this show for Fred and AJ. And AJ, of course, and Fred, you know, huge beer nerds. And I'll never forget, that's why I'm drinking a BBH now. It was February of 2013. We're out in the beer garden freezing our butts off, a mere shadow of what it is today.
Yeah.
It's like drizzling, and we're just having BBH after BBH and talking.
And Hoppadillos right off the line, man. Those were so good.
And it was like instant, like, wow, these guys are great. And it's been an amazing, you know, 7 years, 8 years, whatever it's been.
Dude, I've had birthday parties out here. My brother had his 21st birthday party out here. And everyone that came, he would shotgun a rodeo clown with them. That night didn't end well for him. You know what? I'll tell you now that we went to a bar after that. And I'll say the name of the bar because it's now closed, but it's the petrol station. And we were kicked out of petrol station because my brother went into the bathroom and had to throw up. And he laid his face on the toilet and threw up, but his face was facing away from the toilet. And they were like, hey, are you guys with that guy in the bathroom? And at first I said no. And they're like, because we're going to call the cops. And I was like, no, I'm with him. I'll get him out of here. But that was all thanks to Rodeo Clown, friend.
I remember that. And we were drinking some BBH Cherries of Fire that day,
yep,
too. I remember that. So, yeah, a lot of good times over the years. And I'm going to miss you guys tremendously like everybody else. But, you know, hey, all you guys are going out on top, right? Great show, top of the ratings. That's the way to do it, right? And it's a vacuum, and it's going to leave a big hole in all of our hearts, but we have incredible memories.
That's what she said. It's going to leave a big hole. That's what she said.
Well, I will pass on some good news. Eric's going to keep doing the Mondays every other Monday.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Sell out.
Dude, Fred slid me $20 when you were out on the porch. You weren't here. What am I supposed to do?
I guess it's a deal.
I said, sure, let's do it, Fred.
It's 40. What happened to the other 20? Jeez. So, yeah, we're still going to, as long as you know, as long as I'm around, at least, we're going to keep having Eric on. Because, listen, guys, while you're here, and if you're out and about and you didn't get to make it here, just go buy a Carbach today as a thank you to them for keeping us on the air. Because there were some lean times there, and Carbach was a big part of us making it through it. And, you know, we do all have this mutual love thing going on, but I got to tell you,
he always gets gay, right? Like, he always does this.
No, you.
Every time he drinks, he's trying to hook up with one of us.
No,
every time.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
Okay, it's a little true. But anyway, everybody who's here, enjoy what you're drinking. Thank Eric. Thank DG if you see him. Because I'm telling you, man, during that Rona, we didn't have many sponsors. We had Carbach. We had basically Lawyer Dave that stuck with us through that. And it was I'm telling you. So, if you're out and about today, go buy a six of Crawford Bock. Enjoy it as a thank you to Carbach and thank you, Eric.
Well, and you'll also notice that when the Astros started winning World Series, that Crawford Bock was there. So, you're welcome for that too, Astro fans. If it wasn't for Eric Warner, it'd probably still be 2013. That would be the Astros.
But, you know, and guys, if you haven't been out here and you didn't make it today,
you'd say, man, I hope Adam Everett gets a hit today.
Adam Everett.
That would be your life right now if it wasn't for Eric Warner. So thanks to
Robbie
you
guys. Grossman.
Yeah, Robbie Grossman.
But if you haven't.
Sure hope he gets the big one this time.
When we
sure hope Jason Castro comes. Oh, damn it. That's now, too.
Yeah, he's back, yeah.
Son of a.
You're stuck with him. The outside area now and the concerts and all the stuff you do, it wasn't that long ago that that was the only place you guys had.
That's right.
And to see what this has become and have a room like this upstairs and a place downstairs, if you have not been out here, please, you owe it to yourself to come check it out.
Well, and as Eric will tell you, the reason that Carbach blew up was because of our show.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a fact. That's
100.
A fact.
And you guys drinking all that good beer.
When I met Eric, they were brewing in that little room over there. And it was like, oh, well, this is our brewery. And it was like three tanks. And it was, and we're like, I said, you know what, friend? I'm going to help you make the big time. And we shook hands that night. And now look at this place. So you're welcome, Eric. I've always wanted to tell you you're welcome for this.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Yes.
This is the bottom of my heart.
This is
the house that AJ built. You're welcome.
I think it was the house the Blitz built, but okay. I'll give you that.
Well, my mushiest moment to share is England, when we went over to see that Jaguars game a couple years ago.
Well, when you watch a Jags game in England, you say the Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun, and that was, you know, just great to be with you two guys in a foreign country, drinking good beer.
Wives all hitting it off. I mean,
pinnacle of my
drinking good warm beer.
My favorite part of this, I've never poured a beer out in my life, and we were at Wembley Stadium, and Eric and I are going around to find all the different beers that aren't Budweiser or Miller. I just tried different stuff. We both get this beer that's kind of half stout, half porter, I think. I don't know what it was. We both take a couple sips, and I just kind of look at him, and he looks at me, and we're just like, nah. Dumped it out right then and there. And
that's one thing I won't say many nice things about is the beer in England. It's not very good.
Nope. I don't know why American craft brewers got into English beers to begin with, because, yeah, they're sort of bottom of the pecking order in Europe for sure.
That's why we kicked their ass at war, because their soldiers were their demeanor was way down. Their morale was low because
crappy beer.
After a night of battling, our soldiers drank Carbach and theirs drank that stuff. So
you know what, though?
Congratulations on winning the Revolutionary War.
American craft beer. Woo!
Yes.
Well, I we're booking this now. Next year we're going to Oktoberfest in Germany for sure. We're taking that trip. And you're invited.
Well, listen, I feel like...
You're just going to be a podcaster, AJ. You can do that from anywhere, can't you?
No.
Just come on. Podcaster. He's running a podcast network.
Man, why do you demean my work?
I'm not, but you're a talented man. You can do that from Germany, can't you?
We'll see.
Middle of the Oktoberfest tent.
We'll see. Awful. Is Rona going to be gone by then?
I hope so. I'm saying yeah.
No.
Well, if you say yeah, then it's got to be true.
Well, Eric, listen, brother, we love you, and thanks so much for coming on. And you know, there's nobody else I'd rather have on AJ's last show than you. So,
love you guys, man. And you know, just because we might be in different places, you in Vegas, me in Colorado, you in Houston, we'll always come together and look forward to hanging with you guys for decades to come. Although,
that's right.
Fred and I are old, so you never know, AJ.
Fred doesn't have decades in him, let's face it.
I haven't been tested lately.
You live a little better than he does.
Well, we got there will be a Vegas trip, too, here to come see you at some point. That you know.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, friends.
Well, thanks right, for having man. This.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right,
everybody. This is an American badass.
Let me tell you about Allstate Windows and Siding. You want the best rate, you call Allstate. 832-204-1936. I got the windows at my house done from Allstate, and my wife was thrilled about them. She loved the way they look. We were going to get one window done, got the whole house done. And the great thing was I saved 25% off just by listening to this show. So you get 25% off there, and then I got an all cash discount. I got a discount for being a military veteran, so lots of discounts, saving money, and then I save 40% on my electric bill. So just a really great overall deal. Allstate Siding and Windows, top quality windows. You're going to love them. 832-204-1936, or you check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
On ESPN 97.5. Show.
Live from Carbach Brewing, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we have a very special guest. The man who basically bought an entire station just to get us.
Is that true? I don't know that's true.
No, that was true. That was the reason.
That rumor was out there, but I might add that you all were the first to say it.
Well, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair
to say.
Yeah. Well, we were telling the truth. We've always been.
I mean, think about when you bought that station. What else is left besides us?
Fairly good point. Nothing else, actually. No. When you go down the roster of all the important people,
yep,
from Chris Hall, Zhang Li, David Tepper, all those great people, they're all gone.
All gone.
Just the last two standing. No,
well, Christina and Miss Brenda.
Oh, my gosh. On the sales team, it's a different deal, though.
Yeah.
There's some real gems. When you look at Judy and Brendan, Christina.
Oh, I guess he made it.
Oh,
yeah,
Tyler. You're a survivor.
Yeah. That's pretty wild. Well, we've got news for you after this show.
Yeah.
So this is going to be
his last job is programmer.
Oh, this is really awkward. Well, on that, I mean, some people have asked me to come in and fire you today.
Right.
I mean, it just seemed like a good way to send you out.
With a severance check. That's a brilliant idea.
I can't afford that, right? You're winning again. Here's the thing. I can't fire you because there's a real risk that when you go on to your next gig, you're going to make more money than all of us combined. And then we'll all come looking to you for a job. So I'm going to...
You're going to keep me in your good graces.
I'm going to do the best I can. You might be my future.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope one day I can buy you out. That's my. If that's where I get, I hope that's the case.
I just hope it's a very big check.
I hope so too, friend. That's what I hope for.
Yes.
But David has... I know... Listen, the truth of it is... The style of radio that Fred and I do isn't always your favorite.
Do you think so?
But you have always let us do what we wanted to do. You let us do the kind of radio that we believed in, and I thank you for that because I've been in places where after every show I had to go down and get bitched at by some crumb bum program director or GM or something about what I was doing on the show. Some guy who didn't know anything about doing a radio show telling me how to do a radio show. And it's been so refreshing to be here in this place and not have anyone on my ass about how to do radio. And I thank you for that. It means the world to me that I've had this long of a stretch without people telling me what I'm doing isn't the right thing. So I thank you for that.
Well, you were pretty shrewd about that because at some point you recognize the best way to prevent some nerdy program director from telling you what to do is to get the program director job yourself.
That prevented it.
And that really opened up the floodgates for you, didn't it?
Yeah. Suddenly it was like, oh, that show was great, AJ. And I say, really? Do you think program director? He's like, honestly, that's the best radio I've heard. If your co-host would wake up and start being a real co-host, you'd make it somewhere. And I said, thanks, PD. I appreciate that.
That's how it was. Well, so it is interesting to think about A.J. Hoffman's career. He started as a producer in this business. And when we found him, he was co-hosting a show in middays. And then he ascended to become the co-host of Afternoon Drive in the number 5 radio market in the country, which is a big deal. And then he became the program director of the station. That's an incredible run. And when you look at that run and you think about the trajectory of Gal Media and ESPN 97.5, you've clearly made a mark on this station and in this city and certainly in front of everybody here. And the turnout of this crowd today is a testament to the popularity of what you guys have built. People love the Blitz. One of the amazing things to me is the disconnect between you two. You don't like people. You call them all dickweeds, but they love you. It's almost an abusive relationship, right?
They love a terrible person.
Yes.
I've noticed that too.
Yeah, we all know, but it seems to work for him, right? People love Fred. They love you. They love what you guys have done. It's been an incredible, incredible run together. And so today we want to recognize that. We wanted to have a little parting gift for you. And we thought long and hard. When you give a parting gift, you want to think about...
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Not to me, she didn't.
No, not Fred.
But we digress. So in a parting gift you want to give, we thought a lot about what AJ's passions are, what he cares the very most about, what brings him the most joy in his life. What enriches him. And so, as he leaves us, we want him to have a special mug that says ESPN 97.5, The Blitz, and it's a mug that he can refill over and over and over again, hopefully with Carbach Breer, the best in the country.
That's right.
And so you take this mug. You have filled our mug up with great fun, great joy, great laughs, great times, and we want you to take this wherever you go and remember all of us who love you very much.
Thank you.
And I just want to tack something on here. Like, a lot of people don't even remember when we were at Cumulus. And when David bought us and we were midday, and David moved us to afternoon drive. David believed in us. David let me start businesses with him and totally let us do our thing. And that's where we got where we were, because we had that kind of support. And you know what? We're going to try to get the next one there too, because we're going to have that kind of support again. And yeah, we wouldn't be here without David Gal. And that's just a fact. So...
Well, thank you, and as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be here if you guys hadn't been here, because of all the success you've had, such a great run. And
oh, I apologize for keeping you around. That's my bad.
I had real-life plans.
Yeah, you could have done something real big.
Yeah, and then I landed here. So
you've been wasting a bunch of time with us.
But, hey, listen, he's not a communist. I'm about to make this guy a lot of money. So,
yes.
Yeah, we're okay. But yeah, this wouldn't have happened if... I was having a conversation with somebody the other night. It's about everything changed when we moved to Gal Media, because we did get the afternoon slot, and you know, you guys told us, do your thing, just go out there and do the show you want to do. And I mean, that we all benefited, we all made money, we all had success. And dude, I can't tell you, and just remembering back what it was like before we got over here to Gal Media. Oh, my God, furloughs and them not paying me and having to live in my car. It was just ridiculous. And it was a total change for us. And it was an adjustment for everybody at first to bring all the stations together. But, boy, when it clicked, it clicked. And David saw it. He's like, no, I'm going to have two stations. We're going to do this.
Yep.
And
well, so how many years has it been that you guys have been together?
11 years.
11 years. Fantastic.
Just over.
That doesn't happen in sports radio anymore.
No.
That's an historic run. It really is tremendous, and a credit to what you guys have been able to do.
Mostly me, but yes,
yeah, mostly.
You're right.
Well, at least for today, mostly AJ.
Yeah, mostly me today. Let Fred take his bow some other time.
Yeah, I'll have plenty of time to take my
On Monday, it's all about Fred.
Yeah, no, actually Wednesday. I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off. So.
So you all know that Fred's taking Monday and Tuesday off. Only because he's going to need that time to recover from tonight's hangover.
That's right. No, this hangover is going all weekend, man.
Okay.
Yeah. The cool thing about this is, I guarantee you can count on one hand the radio shows that are around for more than 11 years, and the fact that at no point did. Yeah, the stuff we went through early. One of these days, I'm writing a book about what it was like being at that hellhole. And just the fact that we've been able to do this since, and that David just kept giving us support and kept... I've always joked about this. When David and I negotiate over something, it takes like 2 minutes, and then we sit there and talk about business and everything else. He's never bothered me about the show. He's never said, I wish you guys would do more of this.
Oh, he's told me that.
Well, I know, but you...
Well, good. You were the PD.
You're the program director.
That was my biggest mistake. Once I became the PD, he started telling me things that he hated about the show.
I don't want to tell Fred this, but could you please tell him and make it sound like it's coming from you and Todd?
I'll tell you one funny story about AJ. He came in, and we were starting the visit about whether he was going to become the program director. He'd had this incredible run as a show host on Afternoon Drive with Fred. Things were going great. The Blitz was the number one Afternoon Drive show. And he said, look, I think I'm ready to be the program director. And I said, really? Is that what you want? You know, you got to manage people. You got to do all these things. You've got to set schedules. You've got to do all this crappy stuff that just comes with management. He said, yeah. He's ready. Yeah. And then
I said, as long as I get Tyler to do all that work.
Yeah. Tyler does most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
But it was about 3 months later, I came in and I said, well, how do you like this new gig? And he said, you know what? You were right. It's not all glamorous.
Yeah, this is a miserable job.
It's a miserable job. There's a lot of crappy things to do. But you've done it with great elegance and grace.
Thank
you, sir. And anyway, I want to say one last time, thank you to you. Thank you for the mark you've made at Gal Media. And thank you both for doing such an excellent show for so long. I wish you incredible success and your family great happiness in Las Vegas.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, and starting next week, listen, I promise you, David Gal, Todd, we're gonna do some great things. Today's about AJ. And let's celebrate AJ for the last 32 minutes. And
honestly, Monday should probably be about me, too.
You know what? I'm not there. I don't care what it's about Monday.
Yeah. Tell whoever's doing Monday's show, the show should be about me. Fred and Henry, let them know.
Okay.
Fred Davis, Henry Thomas, let them know. This is an AJ morning day. Actually, you guys, here's the deal. Anybody who's listening right now, when Fred and Henry do the show on Monday... just call in and talk about, man, I really miss AJ. And just give memories of how great the show used to be when AJ was on. They will absolutely love that.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what they're talking about, just call in and say, you know, what you guys are talking about really reminds me of how much I miss AJ. And just make that the show for Monday. They'll appreciate it.
Yeah, and Twitch, same thing. Guys, get on there and say, hey, love you guys. Could you please talk about AJ?
Oh,
those guys are both so old. I don't think they know how to work Twitch.
Oh, everybody who's on Twitch right now who says terrible things about me every day, please continue to say terrible things about me every day.
Jack Easterby Burner, 19 through 22. Are you in this room?
Now I'll never, ever see it. So you can say whatever you want, and I won't say anything back.
Just y'all don't got to worry about
blast
Jack
off.
Easterby Burner anymore. He's banned.
Oh,
he's been banned 26 times.
Yeah, we've
banned. I don't know if you know how this works.
We've banned however many iterations of this guy. Who cares? Yeah.
What he said about Fred's daughter, though, made me the most mad. So
let's quit giving this guy 1 second a run. He's never getting mentioned by me again. I hope he dies.
Oh,
I do. No, I'll say. I hope he walks across the street to come to Carbach, and an 18-wheeler smashes his ass like a bug.
Watch this,
and he will never get another run.
Do you hope that you could slam into him?
No, I don't.
Have you not had actual good brakes on your car?
Well, see, the thing is, if that truck had gone to new brakes, no, he wouldn't kill him. Hey, you turned me off there.
I know, wrong one.
Yeah. But guys, new brakes, and I'll tell you. The one thing that I really appreciate is how much you guys use our sponsors, because all of them, like Carbach we've talked about, Lawyer Dave, who's standing right there. But New Brakes, guys, I get stuff all the time from you saying, man, New Brakes was so good. Just had them installed on my son's car. Just had them installed on my mom's car. And, man, they are so, so awesome. Now, right now, maybe you're hearing those squeaks in the brakes. Now's the time to give them to go to the website. Because if you're going to take a trip, go ahead and get everything done first. And the best part is you don't have to go to New Brakes, because New Brakes comes to you. And they'll come to your house. You know what? They would have come out here at Carbach while you're sitting here enjoying great beer. They could have been fixing your brakes if you just gone to nubrakes.com. And if you mention ESPN or me, you're going to get 10% off your service. So if you go to the website, they're going to get right back to you within a couple of minutes. You're going to get an instant online quote from their brake experts. You're going to get a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You're going to save 20 to 50% off of what you would pay at a shop or a dealer on average. And that's it. There's nothing else to say about it, because they're so awesome. They're going to come to you, fix your brakes, and then you won't slam into these guys. Newbrakes.com, nubrakes.com, mention ESPN, 10% off newbrakes.com.
Can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show. We've got just the thing for you, and it's not f-ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please? For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Say what?
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Dude, you guys here live, this is like getting in right on time.
I was professional right there.
Because right, there was a bathroom line that we had to deal with. And two pictures that I had to take. So, and I still made it back. How about that? Hey, guys, I want to thank all you guys for coming out. And I also just want to say look who's in the house. Voldemort, Aaron Raybould. Oh. So, but hey, guys, if you're having a good time, please do me a favor. Be a good blitzer and tip the hell out of these young ladies. And everybody who's working here, they've been working their ass off, and they didn't expect this either. So please tip well. You know, that's always kind of a theme. Aaron Raybould, what's up, buddy?
Not much. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I made it over here and faster than I thought I would.
It's not that far from the station. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, but with the rain and 6 o'clock traffic, I figured I would get here at 6:45. At the earliest, only took 20 minutes.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes 20 minutes minimum anywhere in Houston. I was talking to a couple people about that earlier today. It's like I live literally 5 miles from this place, and it's a 20-minute drive. I live 5 miles from the Heights, and it's a 20-minute drive. So that's Houston.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing I found about the valley out there in Las Vegas, pretty much anywhere you go, the furthest stuff is like 35, 40 minutes. Like, imagine if...
Well, good for you.
In Houston terminology, imagine going from Sugar Land to Kingwood. And that takes about 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But you know, you're not going to be... I mean, where you are, you're not going to be going a lot of places, right? You're going to kind of be like I do now. It's like I'm not leaving the neighborhood.
I'm like 10 minutes from my office. I'm about 15 minutes from the Strip. I'm 15 minutes from a bunch of trailheads and the Lake Mead. I mean, it's a good life.
Not going to suck.
No.
So everybody's always like, at every road show, where's Aaron?
Actually, I've never heard anyone say that.
No, nobody ever says that.
No, they do. Well, they say it on Twitch.
That's
because
funny.
They're watching you.
Yeah.
Like,
who's talking to you about Aaron?
Yeah. Well, here's Aaron right here.
Yeah.
So
now everybody, I mean.
Yeah.
Everybody on Twitch knows what I look like, but now everybody who doesn't go on Twitch knows what I look like.
Yeah, you're the one guy that I wouldn't say you're handsome, but you're better looking than us. So
wait, you think he's better looking than me?
Yeah, sorry.
What?
Yeah, barely. I mean, look,
I didn't say that.
We're talking 5 versus 4. What the hell? You know, I'm the 2 in the group. So
man, all right, well, damn.
But
what do you think?
I think he's the hottest.
You think he's hotter than me?
I mean, she kind of has to.
Gross. Why don't you just do it with him then?
This is kind of where I started because for the longest time, I was the one out on the road shows with you guys.
That's true.
Doing the engineering while Jung was back in studio.
Now, when we called you and said, hey, do you want to come produce the show? Did you think, oh, this is probably going to be a nightmare scenario, or were you excited?
No, I couldn't have said yes.
You liked
faster.
This show before...
I started listening to this show in the fall of 2012 or spring of 2013 when I was going back and forth to San Jack at school, and I would get out of class and I would listen all the way home, and then I would get home and I would make her listen to some of it. And that was actually, it's you guys are the reason I'm still actually, or I actually got into radio. Josh Innes too.
Sorry,
I've told
friend.
This story.
Sorry, friends.
I wanted to be. I had to do an internship for college, and I figured, why not radio? So I applied to every radio station in the city, and Michael Carroll was the only one dumb enough to take a chance on me, and brought me as an intern. And actually, that I texted you guys. I had a Carbach story. One of the first as an intern. This gets really nerdy. We expect our interns to make promos of the show. So when you hear you're listening to the Blitz, and
what's
it,
wrong with
you know,
all
it's
our
just
interns
a highlight.
Now? Why don't the interns make promos anymore? Oh, our interns suck now. All right.
Well,
Doctor didn't suck when
to,
he was an
to
intern.
To make it fast, you take 5 minutes of the show, you squeeze it down to 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And one of the first ones I ever did that got on the air was after you, Fred, and Jong were here one night just drinking all night straight from the tap.
And Dave Tepper was here that night, too.
Yeah.
That Jong, was the night we were talking about.
And Jong went off about how he had stopped and ordered 6 pieces of spicy Popeye's chicken. And you went off and said, well, yeah, because you're a man, because this is a man's radio show.
This is.
This isn't just sports. This isn't nerd talk. This is a man's radio show.
This show for men.
Yes. And that was one of the first ones I ever made that got actually played on air. And when I heard it when I was driving home early that day, I was like, oh, look at that. I made something that was worthy of going on air.
Well, you realize you didn't really make that. I made that, and you just...
Yeah.
Well,
there.
Well, I mean, you did all the grocery shopping.
Stole my work.
I was the one who actually prepared it in the kitchen.
Is what you're saying.
I'm always
Said it, and you just like took it and said, "Oh, here it is." That was my work.
Yeah, you know I'm going to do that even when you're gone.
It's terrible.
You know what? He was Napster. That's what he was.
Yeah, you're a Napster, is what you are.
Hey,
you just
you're a Napster.
You know what? Now I realize I'm old.
Everybody remembers
nobody,
what Napster is.
Nobody gets that reference in this room. Okay, three people. Congratulations. Four. But man, listen, it's been really awesome having you part of this, and you were a part of the show long before you were producer. I remember all those days at Sam Houston Race Park with Voldemort because he was working for another station.
Yep.
And we could not say his name on air lest he might lose his other part-time jobs. And you know, it you've always been you've done a great job. You've always been a good friend, and it's been awesome having you a part of it. And you and I have a lot more to do together.
We better.
Sadly. But
I got nowhere else to go.
I got nowhere else to go. Officer and a gentleman reference. But man, thank you. Thank you for coming in. Because replacing Jong wasn't easy.
No.
I think you guys saw that Wednesday when we had him on. But you came in. You've done a great job. And, you know, you highlight AJ, which is what we should have been doing and we always were doing. And take care of the things that he wants you to do. And I appreciate that. And like I said, you and me, Tyler, the rest of the gang, we'll have. We're still going to be working together, but it ain't going to be the same without this guy.
No, it won't be. And so. I haven't been around since.
Yeah,
it's
like
spray,
after Jordan left the Bulls, they were still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like Springer after the Astros.
Did you just Pippin me?
I mean,
you son of a bitch! You just Pippin'd me.
Oh. I was Pippining Aaron.
No,
I was coaching you.
No. What, I'm Bill Winnington now? What the hell? Again, reference that reference is nobody in this room gets.
Thanks for your service, Luke Longley.
God.
What about? Can I at least be Rodman?
No, Tyler's Rodman.
Oh. What about Ron?
Yeah, that's a good.
What about Ron? Never mind.
Don't do that.
I had to do it one last time.
Fred did a stuttering joke. That wasn't AJ Hoffman that did that.
That wasn't a stuttering joke. I actually stuttered. It happened. I've been drinking alcohol. It made me stutter.
Wow.
See? Anyway.
You're going to get me fired on my last day.
I'm going to get me fired on your last day. All right.
Well, Fred, there's one segment left in this program.
Yeah. One segment ever.
Well, the question is, did I actually find enough stupid stuff from this week to make stupid stuff?
Okay, well, I'm curious. I bet you did. It's been a pretty stupid week. I have faith in you. I know I said at least three things that better be on there, or else you did a terrible job.
Okay.
Let's go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back! This is it! This is it. So, to quote the late, great Douglas Adams, so long and thanks for all the fish.
Thanks. Yeah, what do we want? You want to do stupid stuff?
Yeah, let's do stupid stuff. What?
What?
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week. I'm kind of like
don't
SEC
make it weird.
Fan. I sort of root for all of North America.
Ooh, not me.
Except when they're playing the U.S.
Canada and Mexico are our rivals. That's why we built walls between us and them.
Well, you know, I think it's time we tear down the walls.
No. We need to build more walls.
Everybody's saying,
we're going to build the wall. We have no choice.
That's right. We have no choice.
Not sure any quarterback would have won more games with that defense, so stop saying that. That's a lame take. We would have lost more games without him.
Boy, look how Texan guy comes back out of the woodwork now that Deshaun wants to play foosball again.
Uh-huh. Well, we're up buying my season tickets now. We're going to be great again.
What a dope.
Let's let Lamont have one last phone call on the Blitz.
And this is a very simple question, man, because y'all was bringing up A.J. Bauer and Deshaun Watson.
It's Trevor Bauer. Wondering. Why are you making me A.J. Bauer?
No, not A.J. Bauer. Trevor Bauer. I'm sorry, man. Trevor Bauer. The only thing I was wondering is, with the short actions that the MLB did for Osuna and A.J. Bauer,
Trevor!
Oh, Trevor.
Jeez, man. Tuesday, usually you guys are in a bad mood. This is the last Tuesday for you to do that with AJ here.
Yeah, last bad Tuesday for you crybabies.
You know what? Hey, guys, I'm sorry. Mentally, I'm not with it today.
You're checked out.
Yeah, I've got to go.
All right. Well, Aaron, I guess that puts all the pressure on you and I.
I don't know if I can handle that pressure. You know what? I'm out.
Well, the good news is, I mean, Fred's doing it for the team. The show would be better without him.
Exactly. It would always be better without me.
All right. Well, it says here you've got 27 million followers on Twitter.com. 14.9.
No, that's after I win the World Series of Poker this year.
Okay.
I'll have that.
14.9.
And then I'll be president.
Of the United States?
Yeah.
Now that would be something.
And then I would tweet every day about how I'm tremendous. I'm the best president. There's no other presidents like me. And then I'll have a whole bunch of followers.
Oh, excuse me.
That's just a horrible way to dismiss my presidency. The whole, you could never do that thing that people like to do. Listen.
Well, no bleep.
Yeah.
I can't do a cartwheel, much less a flippity flop off the vault.
So he said, I'm an HPD officer, and me and my last partner only lasted about 2 months before we wanted to rip each other's hair out.
Yeah, well, it was probably your partner that gave me a ticket on the 610 today.
Oh, you got a ticket?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. But
hey, man.
That. 73 and a 60, are you kidding? Like, the fact that I was able to go 73 miles per hour on 610 for, like, 40 seconds, I should get a prize.
That's a miracle.
And it's just an absolute, okay, we got to do something about this.
Yeah, this cord is a problem.
Yeah, because you keep stepping on it.
Well, I can't move without stepping. You picked that chair, dopey.
Well, just all you have to do is I take
it's
these
not
off.
Not move?
No, I take these off. We loop them around behind you.
Okay. Now we're into something.
Yeah, see, that was easy.
Why didn't you think of that before, Nick?
I got to say, the last 5 weeks of the shows have been probably the most fun I've had in a while.
We've been having a blast.
So
it is kind of nice knowing that, I can just come on here and do the show that I want to do. And, I mean, nobody's firing me. It's freeing. It's like not wearing underwear at the beach. Like, not at the beach where you have those swim shorts that have
the netting.
The mesh netting. I hate that. It's like wearing the shorts where you, like,
board shorts.
Yeah, and sometimes you can feel a breeze on your balls. That's freeing. That's freedom right there, Bubba. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Good stuff, guys. The last ever stupid stuff with AJ.
Thank you for letting me play it, AJ.
Thank you, Trey. I'm going to make a prediction. Stupid stuff without AJ will not be as funny. I'll do my part. But I don't know if the new people or new guy is going to do his part. So it may just be all me stupid stuff. I don't know. But yeah, it won't be as funny. So
before we have a few minutes to wrap up, everybody in this room knows the song that the show is ending on because we've ended every Friday show with it for God knows how long.
That's because it's my
favorite.
So
just like there was a sing-along with the gem of the day, I expect every person in this room to sing along with said song.
Why? Can I sing along too?
They're going to ruin Rebecca's voice. Our sweet angel.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I thought Taylor Swift was our sweet angel.
No, if we auto-tune them, they will sound just like her.
They won't.
There you go.
But yeah. They can try. That's fine, I guess.
But yes, I expect everybody in here, everyone included, once the music hits, you got time. You might want to look up the lyrics if you don't know what it is. But
everyone knows.
Everybody
easy.
Knows Friday. What it is. Friday.
Fair enough.
Hey, AJ. Oh.
Hey, Trey.
Before
hey,
you go.
Hey, it's me, Trey.
Can I say one thing before you go?
Yes.
Thank you for being a third figure, father figure to me.
I thought I was like your fourth father figure.
Yeah.
No.
What about other Doug?
There were two Dougs and Bobby.
No.
So he's the fourth.
Who is it? It's Bobby?
It's Dad first, Bobby Campbell, then Roger Staubach, then you.
Oh.
Well, he did hit on his mom at one point, too.
The two Dougs don't count. Okay.
Trey,
we got
I'm sorry I didn't get you a bicycle. I guess I didn't think about
it. We'll get
there.
Hey,
with all that money, though, you might be able to.
You know what? If I get Roger Staubach money soon, I'm going to buy you a bike.
Hell yeah, brother.
Thank you, AJ. Thanks for everything. I've been listening since 2013, and I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. I appreciate that.
You're
going
to be able to buy Roger Staubach, buddy. He didn't.
Hey,
he
Bubba,
didn't,
let me tell
he
you
didn't make
what.
That kind of money.
One thing me and Roger the Dodger got in common: both quarterbacks of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
And Trey's
mom.
I'll
tell you what. Neither one of us had sex with Trey's mom last month.
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, Fred, that's it, friend. Thank you all for coming out.
Hey, Friday.
Thank you to all the folks who couldn't make it in today and still listen for all these years. I appreciate all of you. Fred, thank you, my friend. It's been a good ride, brother. I wouldn't have wanted to do it with anyone else.
I agree, man. Going to miss you.
Aaron, thank you. Tyler, thank you. I love you guys. Love all you guys. It's been real. And y'all keep giving this station love, man. This is a station for the people, and we appreciate you guys. So thank you. Cheers, boys.
All right. So for the last time, stay sportsy, bitches.
Woo!
Fun. ESPN 97.5.